Welcome to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast. If you're dedicating your time, energy, and focus into building an awesome body, but the sacrifices that you're making just aren't producing all of the same great feelings they once did, then this podcast is for you. Or if the bodybuilding and training success that you've worked so hard to earn isn't providing all of the happiness you thought it would when you started on your journey, and you even think it might be getting in the way of your overall happiness in life, this podcast will offer you insight and perspective. This More Than Just Muscles podcast is specifically designed to help dedicated bodybuilding and fitness enthusiasts who find themselves asking, is this all there is, from time to time? No matter how great they physically look and feel, or how many people respect and admire what they've been able to accomplish with their bodies. Skip LaCour is a six-time national drug-free bodybuilding champion who has been a leader in the bodybuilding and fitness world for over 25 years. He is a success coach, speaker, and business owner. Skip helps ambitious men understand and execute effective leadership and influence skills so that they reach their goals in life with more clarity and confidence. This More Than Just Muscles podcast is jam-packed with simple and effective strategies and distinctions that will help you break out of your current way of thinking and take action so you can finally create a better overall quality of life. It will get you on the path toward more happiness and fulfillment and a new empowering identity that's significantly more meaningful than just having a great body.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this More Than Just Muscles podcast. I am Skip LaCour, and this More Than Just Muscles podcast, it's all about you. It's all about helping you become the very best you can be, both inside and outside of the gym. I want you to be so passionate, so driven with something that you love to do, something that's a part of your identity now. It's part of your lifestyle, and that's building a great physique and loving every minute of the journey and the process and getting all that emotional benefit that it brings to you. I want you to just enjoy that to the fullest. And not or. And understand how this all plays a part in your mental and emotional well-being, so you continue that. And also know where that amount of focus might be taking away from the overall quality of your life, so you can get a bigger picture. I'm just your brother. I'm your friend. You know, for some of you, I'm a father figure, definitely a big brother figure, right? Maybe I'm just your brother, right? I'm just your friend, someone with a little bit different perspective, can see things a little bit differently than you, and just introduce a couple of new ways of looking at the same situation for you. You can choose whatever you like. You can continue thinking exactly the same way that you're thinking. You can continue to do exactly the same things that you've been doing forever if you want to. It's just that, hey, I'm just offering a little bit of objectivity and a little bit of perspective, another choice on the menu, so to speak, for you to choose whatever you like. That's what this is all about. I am not one of those guys that tell you this is the way to live. That's not the way to live. Who are you? What's your problem? Or whatever like that. I saw a video going viral of a fitness guy, right? Maybe you saw this too. He was this young, I don't know exactly what his background was. I'm kind of pulling up that he was military. He doesn't look more than like 25 or so. And he was talking about fat people and how disgusting they were and how unhealthy they were. And he calls himself a motivational speaker too. And interesting. I'll tell you, that whole thing, that whole vibe from our community, you know, it's funny, the people who aren't in our bodybuilding and training community, they call that fat shaming. And then our whole camp of, you know, passionate bodybuilding and fitness people, I don't know, I guess they kind of see when they talk like that, that's fit shaming or whatever, right? I just see the whole thing differently, and that's what this More Than Just Muscles podcast is about. It's about, you know, look, we all are drawn to whatever it is that we go towards, whether that's bodybuilding and fitness or whatever, or family, religion, whatever it is that we feel we need to have in our life to make us happy. We all just choose our different paths, but the bullseye is the same for all of us, and that's to be happy. Sometimes along the way, we choose something that makes us happy in the short term, and then we neglect other areas of our lives, and we say, wow, this isn't making us happy. right? And we need to balance things out. But we're all going through this journey of life together. You know, I'll talk about that whole fat shaming or fitness shaming and this big debate that's within our community. Which one is it really? Because it's a very polarizing subject. See, the way I look at life is with my years of experience dealing with people, trying to be happy, going for their goals in life, that we, you know, we all just choose different routes. We all neglect certain things. And I just see people as people, right? Our avenues, there's not right or wrong. It's what works for us. Because, look, I'm not going to make any assumptions about the motivational speaker, young fitness guy, telling, you know, fat people how disgusting they are. But, you know, a case can be made. Let's just say, and I don't know anything about him, but this is common in our fitness community. That's what this More Than Just Muscles is about, is someone who, you know, has all these ripped abs. Again, you know, having ripped abs and looking so amazing, that's healthy, I guess, but that's way past healthy, right? I mean, you could have stopped the whole process a lot earlier than that with a lot less effort, with a lot of less extreme, looking so great and still be very, very healthy, right? So it isn't the more ripped your abs are, the more healthy you are, right? So, you know, that health thing is a questionable logic when it's taken to that extreme. But it takes time, energy, and focus. That's what we've talked about in these podcasts in the past, right? You know, you just don't just wake up and look that way. You put a lot of energy and effort into it. And my point that I brought up in the last More Than Just Muscles podcast is that comes from some other area of your life. So let's just say this young motivational speaker, let's just say that he doesn't have close, intimate, connected relationships, right? And you see this, the memes on our fitness community all the time. Hey, they don't like it. You know, screw them. I'd rather be alone and fit than with somebody who doesn't like my lifestyle or whatever it may be. You know, maybe an answer is, how do I stay fit? How do I pick the right relationship? How to create a win-win so I can do my thing and have love and connection in my life, right? Well, let's say he doesn't have love and connection in his life and he hasn't figured that out and he's doubling down in his health and fitness. That would be like someone who has just a loving, connected family and support, and it's the center of his world saying, you're all alone and lonely and you have all these dysfunctional drama relationships. How disgusting are you? You're disgusting. It's a mental disorder. Man, you need to quit going to the gym and freaking figure out your life. All this stuff doesn't matter. You know, you're disgusting. You alone, you know, can't figure out relationships, you know, going all these drama relationships, dating all these drama girls. You're disgusting the way you're wasting your life, all this energy going into all these relationships, all the, you know, whatever text messages and drive by late at nights, or not that I know anything about any of the drama in relationships, right? You know, you know, all that time and energy you spent, what if someone who got that area of their life all together told you how disgusting you were, but you were fit? I mean, wouldn't you say, F you, right? You may know it's a challenge, but you don't want them telling you a challenge. But again, I mean, just look at all of our fitness people who share their lives on the internet, right? They talk about disconnect, challenges with their relationships, whether they embrace that challenge like it's no big deal or they wish they had more, but they just can't figure it out, right? That scenario of someone relationship shaming someone in the fitness community, that would not be a far stretch. How about this? See this all the time in crazy passionate people in the fitness industry, is that they're challenged financially. They put a lot of effort into their body, maybe their personal trainers or whatever. Again, that energy goes somewhere. They look great and awesome. And then, look, I'm the guy that 40-year-old men, 35-year-old men, sometimes if they're smart, they come to me earlier where they've dedicated so much of their life to health and fitness. They've become this expert, maybe they're personal trainers, and then they say, I can't take care of myself in the future. What am I gonna do for a living when I'm 60 years old? This is a okay gig for right now, but it's not helping me financially. And they suffer. It's just that, you know, many people who aren't like you, listening to podcasts like this, to try to understand what's going on with their life in their head and to become more than just muscles, they're just okay with that. They're okay with struggling because they say, oh, money doesn't matter. Look, I do what I love to do. I help other people. I look fit. And not that that's not important, but how can you do that and take care of yourself financially? So that would be like a rich person, someone who's really wealthy, right? And they've got a great house, right? They've got a great car. They've got money in the bank, a great job, because that's where their focus went. And they went to that fit guy, that fit motivational speaker and fat shaming, and saying, you're disgusting. You have a mental disorder. What's your excuse? There's no excuse for you to live so poorly, to live without. Quit convincing yourself that your life is so amazing just because you have abs and all the time you spend in the gym. You're disgusting. You're a disgusting waste of talent. The amount of energy you put into your body and you can't even take care of yourself financially. You live in that crappy apartment. Your car is broken down. You have no financial future. You can't even support a family later on. I don't know, when are you going to get yourself together? You got a disorder. You better get yourself together. There's no excuse for that. See, if a rich person did all that to a fitness person, man, we'd have a real big problem, wouldn't we? Right? It's just a different way of looking at it. Anyway, that's a whole different podcast topic, little rant there. But this More Than Just Muscles podcast, you know, what's this all about? You know, like I said, this is about, you know, you have dedicated your time, energy, and focus, your passion to bodybuilding, training, and fitness. You love it. It's become part of your identity. You help other people. Yet you want more. You know, all the pats on the back, all the little ab shots or most musculars that brought you so much joy in the past. I mean, you still appreciate it. It's just that this is good and I want more. And you're looking for more in your life. You're trying to reallocate some of your time, energy, and focus to have a life that's more than just muscles, right? Maybe work on those relationships. Maybe work on your financial future, right? Not make it or, make it an and. It's about how to have your passion and have that physical body and that fun and everything you get from fitness and get more in life, right? Because you've come up to a wall, you see that wall coming, that the way you're going about it, it's going to make you feel good in one area of your life and it's costing you in other areas of life, and you can see that and you want to round it out. That's what this podcast is all about. Just your big brother Skip, just kind of pointing a different perspective. There's nowhere else on the internet. There's nowhere else on the internet that I know of. You guys can tell me if that's not true, where you have someone who has made it for a long time, has made it in the industry, has won the trophies, has changed people's life with me spreading the bodybuilding training information and selling books and DVDs in 63 countries all over the world for getting close to 25 years now. You know, my identity, my passion continues to be, and I branched out, as you can see. But someone who isn't like, you know, there are people saying, oh, bodybuilding training isn't that important. You need a balanced life. And that's what they believe, and that's great, and they have followers. But if you're in it, you know, you've got this goal to really develop your physique and to win that trophy. You want to know what that feels like. You want to scratch that off your bucket list, right? You might go to them and say, yeah, well, you've never done it before. You don't know how great that. I think that feeling would be great. You have no desire, and good for you, but I have this desire. Well, I have won all those trophies. I competed for 15 years straight. Was in all the magazines, known in my little niche, within my niche, as a drug-free bodybuilding champion, right? Writer on the internet forever, doing this before. For some of you guys, when internet used to be on dial-up from the computer with your AOL account and things like that, so I'm a guy who has done all that, right? That what you want to do in the future. So I know what it tastes like, it feels like, and I want you to continue doing that. So it's not just someone, you know, telling you not to go in a direction that, you know, you want to, right? You're just going to block that guy out anyway. I've been there, right? And I've also had, so I've experienced all the great things about it. And I can kind of be your future telling you, hey, you may be pointing yourself into a corner because of this. Maybe some things you're already thinking about. It's just that you're so focused on the positive and you're kind of putting off. You know, I'm just here to talk about it. So I just believe this is the only, you know, pro bodybuilding and fitness, passionate lifestyle, and opening your mind up so you can say and as you go along this journey. Instead of what I've seen, you know, not only in myself, but really literally in my years, because in the position that I was in, I talked to a lot of aspiring bodybuilding and fitness personalities, competitors, those things. You know, you don't want to paint yourself into a corner like I've seen many of them do. And a lot of them were successful, whatever that means, to their level, and totally, totally frustrated along the way. I can think of this one fitness woman. She was a competitor right when fitness was brand new. And she's somebody, like, if you were around that time, because the fitness part was new back then, I'm thinking late 90s. She was unique. She was different. Muscle Fitness. I mean, really, all the big magazines. I mean, she was one of the first stars. And, you know, I met her. We talked about the whole behind-the-scenes business that you wouldn't see. You would think, man, she's just killing it and everything's just wonderful. And she talked about her dedication and how it was not worth it. It was not worth it what she was getting out of it. And it really, she felt that she was being used by the magazines, that it was unfair. And again, she talked about the schedule that she had, the amount of money, I mean, how she would get massages like every day. I mean, she really, in addition to the training and the eating, and she really talked about how imbalanced it was. And, you know, she hit that wall. I have not heard from her in about 10 years. I have no idea what it is she does for a living at this point, or she's just totally dropped off the map. And that's not an uncommon thing. And many of the people who kind of took that route, they never made it. So you know who they are, so that, you know, that when they disappeared, you'd never know because they never appeared to disappear. I've just seen it thousands of times. So this is the one place, you know, on the internet where I believe, you guys tell me if it's different, where someone's even talking about this. And again, keeping bodybuilding in a positive life, not telling you what you're doing is wrong. It's just how to add more dimension into your life. So if that's you, that's what this is all about. You know, you can already see, or you've already seen, that you need a little bit more in your life. And you don't want to paint yourself in that corner, and you want to be proactive, and you want to add that dimension. Who is it not for? This is not for, guys, if you've come to bodybuilding and training because, I mean, you found your peace, your escaping, you know, challenges in life. This regulates your emotions. And this is such a step up from the place you used to be in life, so challenged, right? You found your connection, your structure. It's a distraction from maybe some of the not so great habits that you had or behaviors. You know, keep on doing this, right? Keep on doing this. This stage, and if you just love it, you know, you don't want to be distracted with thoughts of adding and, because this makes you happy. This podcast isn't for you, at least at this time, right? Keep on enjoying, keep on doing your thing, right? Keep on doing your thing. And, you know, later on, maybe this is for you, right? I don't want to disrupt something that's working so well for you. I don't want to add thoughts of doubts. Hey, maybe I shouldn't do this. No, that's not, this is not what this is about. This is really for people who really were at your stage, And they just milked it for all it's worth. I want you to continue milking it for all it's worth. Because then when you get to this side, you'll have more perspective and appreciation. This will hit you in a whole different way. But, you know, part of it for who this More Than Just Muscles podcast is for are the people who really milked it for all it's worth, and they see that there's some limitations. And why am I so passionate about this? You know, I'm passionate about this because, I, like I said, I do coaching with men all over the world. The coaching that I do is not to keep people structured on their diet or their training or get them prepared for a contest. I mean, I could do that. I have had some people, they want to put more focus on that, and they, you know, have me keep them accountable. That's just a small fraction of what I do for them. I make them think more than just muscles. Maybe some of them don't most of them aren't in this transition stage, right? They already have, you know, our connection is probably fitness. They respect what I've accomplished as a bodybuilder. They have that section in their life, and they're really going for their dreams, what they see is making them happy, career, financial, doing what they love to do for a living, more connection with love and connection, maybe having that relationship. They see when I was so dedicated to bodybuilding and training, the life that I live, and they respected that, and they respect even more how I broke out of that, and I've added so much dimension. They want to follow that same path, right? So these are the men I coach. A week in, I have this weekly coaching program where we check in for an hour every single week. It's very structured in nature. It isn't just two guys just talking, although that can be very beneficial, right? And they come to me. Many of, not all of them, you know, many of them, they are 40. They're 45. They need some answers now. They put this off for so long, they need to concentrate on those other areas of life. I see the pain. I see the pain that they're going through, and they come to me to reverse this, to get them in the right direction, and just say they've got 20 years in bodybuilding and training with that extreme focus. They don't have 20 years to neutralize the 20 years in the past. They need to do it, bam. They need to get it, start making these corrections right away to change the quality of your life, and that's what I do. That's what I do. So I see the pain that people may be backing themselves in a corner, right? And so I'm here to inject some perspective, like in your 20s, right? Rather than in your 40s. That's what this is all about. That's why it's so important to me. I see the pain. I see the direction of life, how it's different, you know, because of the choices that you make, even if they seem like such great, awesome choices at the present time. But the real reason why this is so important to me is because this is my story. Regardless of what people think, oh, what I've accomplished, all these trophies, what a physique, look at these pictures on the internet when I Google Skip LaCour, six-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder, you could step into people's lives with a podcast like this or videos or whatever, your Facebook page or social media, because of what you've accomplished, right? I know what you see. It would have been great if I could have had a mentor while I was making all that stuff happen. I was thinking a little bit ahead because I made it an or. I didn't think about my future as much. I kept on putting it off until I was done. Now, just because I did it that way and it may seem like it's all rounding out, that doesn't mean it was the most effective way, right? And so instead of you being a guinea pig and, well, let's all just do it the same way and hopefully it all works out, well, that's why I'm offering this unique perspective so you can do it better than me. That's the real vision that I have for this More Than Just Muscles podcast, is to have you do it better than me. If I can help you live a more fulfilled life, going for your dreams, living your fitness lifestyle, and rounding out better than me, then I've done my job. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast. So, you have your bodybuilding and training efforts going in the right direction. That's awesome. Are you now ready to take your entire life to the next level too? Sure, it takes a lot of focus and discipline to build a great body, but that's not going to automatically translate into an incredible overall life too, unless you have a clear-cut vision for exactly what you want for your life and an effective plan that you really believe in to make it happen. Maybe you've already realized this. Your body has improved dramatically.
dramatically. People compliment you all the time, but you still feel that there's something missing. What's your plan to become more than just a great body and create an amazing, balanced, overall quality of life that you can be proud of and confidently work toward? One-on-one peak performance coaching specialist Skip LaCour will help you channel all that your hard work, discipline, and abilities to become more than just muscles and help you build a life filled with confidence, passion, and purpose. You can have it all. Confidence in every social situation, wealth, opportunity, freedom, love, and connection, along with your impressive physical body and amazing health, when you know the strategies to put it all together and execute them on a continual basis. Go to SkipLaCourCoaching.com and see the different one-on-one life coaching plans Skip LaCour has to help you. Set up a free coaching session to see if this exclusive next-level one-on-one coaching program is right for you by sending Skip an email at Skip@SkipLaCourCoaching.com.
We are back with this More Than Just Muscles podcast. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I can't tell you how much I appreciate your support. Sometimes I'm sitting here pounding out information and inspiration that's really important to me. And sometimes I wonder, is anybody listening? You know, a lot of times with the information that I'm putting out on the internet, I don't necessarily get the interaction like I see a lot of other people on the internet, and I sit here and think, well, you know, I don't claim to have this whole social media thing down, how to create that interaction. Sometimes I do, sometimes I hit it, sometimes I don't. And I'm wondering, and maybe you can help me out on this, is that, you know, my style is, it's almost like I'm giving a lecture. I'm telling you my perspective, I'm laying out in a teaching type of fashion, and you know, it's not like, well, let's have this back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, right? And so you guys are listening. I get your emails and I get your comments, and I tell you, I really appreciate them. And so I'm always looking for ways to become more interactive, to, you know, improve upon the way I communicate, right? What I see in the future with this More Than Just Muscles podcast is we'll have phone calls, and you can ask me questions, tell me your story, tell me the things that you can identify with it, the message that I say, how it's maybe changing your life. And, you know, again, make it interactive, make it more than my point of view. You know, pretty soon, I mean, how many times can you talk about the same thing? And I know that everybody hasn't listened to all four of these podcasts, but it might be a good way to mix it up, to have your phone calls come in, sharing your stories, your experiences, things that you've witnessed, things that you could even disagree with me, to add more flavor and dimension, make this more interactive. But it was interesting on my Instagram, and I'm at Skip LaCour on Instagram, is that there was a great comment where someone said, like in last week's show, I kind of just went on this little short rant of all these cuss words. And it motivated him to reach out and say how much he spit out his pre-workout drink or whatever when he heard me say those comments, because it was so out of left field and not who I was. And you know what's kind of ironic? That was the whole point of the thing, is that, you know, I'm sitting here pumping out all this stuff and the interaction isn't really there. And that's what I guess I'm asking you, is it because it's like, maybe it's just boring? And then that's what the things that I think about too. Maybe this isn't hitting home, right? Maybe they can't resonate, or maybe it's something that's more introspective. You're talking about something that really isn't you. It's just your training or eating strategies or methods or whatever. This is really personal. This is about your life. Maybe this isn't something that you're going to write about on the internet and interact that way. Maybe the format, what I'm thinking about of having phone calls, maybe that isn't something too many people would be willing to do. I'm not quite sure. We'll try it out. But that was the whole point, is that I was joking around, maybe I'll get more in action if I just said all these cuss words. And guess what? That's what got him to interact on my social media. I was also thinking about, you know, having interviews with someone who can relate to this. Maybe they've gone through it. There's a very popular Instagram celebrity in the fitness world, and he had this very interesting quote. Now, I don't really know where he is in his space, what he's doing. I mean, he's enormously popular on the internet, and the reason why I'm not saying his name is out of respect for him, because, you know, I'm not some mind reader. I don't know what he's going through. I've never even talked to him, even though I sent out an email. I want to get him on a podcast. I think he's got an interesting story from what I see. But I don't know what's going on in his head. So for me to put words in his mouth that he thinks this, and because he thinks this, I think this, and, like, you know, kind of analyze him or give him you my assessment of him without even knowing him, that would just be irresponsible and not even accurate. So that's why I'm not saying his name. But he said this comment, and it was one of those things about, you know, there seems to be a lot in our industry, our niche, our fitness, that if people don't understand your fitness and your why you want to go to the gym and why it's so important to you and everything, then, you know, it's kind of like F them type of situation. You see a lot of those memes. But the point that he made was, hey, maybe I need this. Maybe this is my therapy. Maybe you guys, out those people who don't understand, need to understand this. This is what keeps me sane. And that's what this whole More Than Just Muscles is about. You know, just that. That's why many of us, some of us may not realize it as much as others. That's a lot of the solace, the peaceful place, the distraction from our challenges in life. That's why we get so into this bodybuilding and fitness. Now, I didn't think that of me. I can see that now looking back. So, you know, some people know it. Some people don't think it applies to them. Some people don't do much thinking about it. The point, though, is, and I want to bring it out in this More Than Just Muscles, is that's got to be a temporary spot, because you're going to have to, you know, the muscles are going to go away. They're either going to go away or going to get to the point where it doesn't give you the same thrill. It's not as soothing as it was before. You got everything out of it, and you're going to have to kind of mentally and emotionally grow and adapt and become conditioned in those areas that are challenging you eventually, right? So the whole point is that, just knowing that, you know, get your relief now, but you got to have that life you want, you're going to have to grow out of it. So I just thought that was interesting, you know, where he is in his space, him realizing that, and then, you know, what's the plan later on? Or is there a plan later on? But I would love to, you know, I'd like to get you more engaged, whether it's through emails, on social media, telling them what you think about all this, instead of just taking it all in. If you feel comfortable doing that, I'd like more engagement. That way I'd like to have more engagement with phone calls on this More Than Just Muscles podcast, maybe in the future, and getting interviews with people who can relate to the story and you can relate to their stories. That would be awesome. All right. You know, I was talking before the break about how I want my pain to be your gain. I don't want you to be a guinea pig. And let's all go through this. Let's all jump off the cliff and all wonder when we're older and have more enlightenment and more maturity, I wish I would have done this and this, right? And we'll all just go jump off the same cliff together. Not a bad cliff, but, you know. And then we go. And then we all learn from that experience, but we don't ever come back and share that experience with someone before they jump off the cliff or before they back themselves in the corner, right? I'll just tell you is that I am so thankful for the life that I have and what it's evolved to. And, you know, you can go to the website, itsamatteroftrust.com. Check out those excerpts. There's a good 10 or 12 excerpts there, passages from my book. And there's one that I'm doing right now, and it's the scene that I play out like every night after a long day of work. I work from home, I touch lives, I go upstairs, I touch your lives through podcasts like this, video, social media, training, motivation, take life to the next level. I help men take their lives to the next level in all areas of their life. I'm very thankful of the life of contribution that I get to live while making my living doing it. My wife is a stay-at-home mom. She's just a great wife and a great mother to my 23-month-old daughter and my six-month-old boy. I get to visit them many times throughout the day, and that stretches out my day. I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I will go to the gym about 6 o'clock. You know, I, like I said, I'll visit my family throughout the day. I might even take a nap in the early afternoon. But my day finishes up about 8 o'clock at night. And that's time where the kids are just going down, if I make sure I'm there on time, because my wife keeps them on a really nice, predictable schedule, which I think is important for kids. And so if I get down in time, then I get to hold them. And it's such a sweet scene for me. It's like, and, you know, I have tears of joy going down my eyes sometime because I'm so thankful to be in this place that I finally made it here. You know, after, you know, kind of going on that mental and emotional pause for so long with becoming such a great bodybuilder, and I get to enjoy this moment, and I'm just so happy that tears are in my eye. You know, I have my, they're both sleeping. I've got my phone on the arm of the rocking chair that I'm in, and it's playing Pandora, and we have it on calm, relaxing music. And I'm there. Like I said, it's such a peaceful, happy scene. You know, I get overcome with emotion because I'm finally here. I want you guys to get finally here, and whether that's with love and connection or business, so you can get rid of that financial worry that you may have had because you haven't been concentrating on, you know, that part of your life because of the imbalance of your passion for bodybuilding and fitness. And again, I'll say that so many times. You know, whatever it is for you, I want you to feel that joy and happiness rounding out your life. At the same time, sometimes I have fear. I have tears of kind of wondering, what if I could have come to this realization earlier in life and I had more time like this? I can't get back the time that I didn't use with this enlightenment, right? This manformation, this growth. And there's nothing I can do about that. But sometimes those tears are a pain that I wish I got here earlier. And it's because of that pain that I feel is why I'm dedicated to come back into the body, not just go away and not just enjoy my life and all the pros and cons, but to come back and maybe be a voice in your ear as you're going through it, like I wish I had back when I was going through it. Not to take away from any of the things I accomplished, but just to have a wider perspective, right? That's really important to me. All right, hey, we're going to take another quick break, and then I'm going to come back and get to the topic that you're going to experience along your journey if you haven't already experienced, and that's, you know, why fix what's not broken? Things are going great the way you're doing it, right? Or maybe why fix what's not all that broken, right? So we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast.
Do you feel that you just can't get yourself motivated and disciplined enough to actually do the important things you know you must to reach those goals in life that you always say you want? Have you ever worked long and hard toward your ambitious goals, only to ask yourself, is this all there is once you've achieved them? If you can relate to these challenges, feelings, and emotions, then Skip LaCour's book, It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder, will give you the insight and perspective to finally understand the obstacles that stand in your way and prevent you from living the life you really want. It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder is Skip LaCour's very personal and revealing story about his journey to find the oftentimes elusive feeling of happiness in life that we're all looking for. In this book, the 6-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder, entrepreneur, and speaker shares with you the most powerful lessons that he's learned about life to make your experience the very best it can be. It's his sincere effort to make good on the promise he made to himself during his darkest days, to make sure that the personal pain that he suffered doing everything he believed was right, and most importantly, exactly what he did to overcome that pain, empowers you with more direction, perspective, insight, love, and passion sooner rather than later. In the social media age, where it seems as though everyone is trying to present their lives to be a lot better than they really are, Skip LaCour makes sure he doesn't play that game, so he provides you with the clarity and direction
passion you've been searching for. Everything that happens in your life can and will serve you in some way, shape, or form. It's just a matter of time until you realize it. It's a matter of trust. Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder by Skip LaCour will help you realize this about your own life. This book could very well be the source of the inspiration and information that you need to finally take control over your life and find your personal path to happiness. To learn more about It's a Matter of Trust, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder by Skip LaCour, go to www.itsamatteroftrust.com.
We are back with this More Than Just Muscles podcast. I am Skip LaCour. Thank you so much for listening. So today's topic that I want to talk about, and this is something I'm really going through, and it's why fix what's not broken, or why fix what's not all that broken, right? And what do I mean by that? You know, I'll tell you, if you love bodybuilding and training, and it's part of your life, and it gives you that peace of mind, you got something to do. It keeps you from negative feelings and emotions or bad habits that you had in the past. People respect you and love you for what you do. They think you live this amazing life, right? Why do you want to become more than just muscles? Why complicate it? Why don't you just put your head down and enjoy it to the fullest, right? Why think and? Why complicate it? Why add more when you can just double down and just be great at what you do? You know, nobody's life is perfect. Nobody has everything. Yeah, you might know that you don't have everything in life, but you're okay with that. Nobody does. Nobody does, so I don't either. You know, if I just stay in my zone, I stay in my lane, and I enjoy bodybuilding and fitness to the fullest, right? Then, you know what? That's a good life, and I understand that. That's what's keeping many people there. That's what kept me there for 15 years. And it wasn't until it kind of wore off that, you know, winning the same contest like every single year, well, not every year. That would be nice if I won it every year. It was that I was challenged many years, and that's what kept me coming back maybe. Getting so caught up in the whole challenge and the game and focusing on the great things about it, pretty soon I couldn't ignore the fact that I was getting older. I couldn't ignore the fact that, you know, I need to do something to focus on business. What am I going to do when I'm 60 years old? Right? Because come on, am I going to be doing this at 60? I guess I could, but I got to make that decision. What if the way that I'm doing it is causing a lot of disconnect with relationships, and I can't find anybody that understands my passion like the memes tell you, even though they tell you don't settle and all that. Well, when am I going to put that off forever? I'm going to be 100 years old, if that's possible, to find a woman, right? If I'm 100, right, and I want to have children with her and the family life too, then I'm going to be 100-year-old, and I'm going to have to find a 30-year-old, right? My odds get cut down, right, if this is all going to happen. And think about that, right? So those things, you know, were haunting me. I don't know, what is it for you? What is it for you? What are you missing right now that you're able to only think about in those wee hours in the morning or during the tough times? You know, what are those things for you? Where are you in this whole process? Are you fed up? I'll tell you, when your whole social media feed is people just as crazy passionate about you. And I mean, I don't, when I say crazy passionate, crazy, that's a phrase I use, crazy passion. I guess I should kind of tell you exactly what I mean. That's just like very passionate. Crazy passionate isn't like crazy, you're nuts in a bad way. It's just very passionate, right? You know, you guys are all birds of a feather speaking the same language, right? It's just going to reinforce everything you're doing. And especially if you see those people and they're sharing their life story and they tell you how challenged they are with relationships. You know, there's one fitness person who I follow, and this person is really dedicated, I mean, no doubt about, to their fitness, and tell you all that, hey, people don't understand, screw. Why don't people understand me? Screw them, whatever, right? And, you know, this person really downplays relationships. They're going to be out of marketing an interesting point in their marketing of their personality if that ever changes. Because for so long, they preached how that's not important. What's important is you, and you living your dream and not conforming and all this. And here's the thing about it is there's a lot of followers who believe that, or that's what they want to believe too, because they're just as challenged, right? Well, when they change their tune, the expert changes their tune, which is, they have every right to, and everybody evolves, but they're going to leave a lot of struggling people like, well, at least tell us the evolution that you made. Because just yesterday, you were saying relationships sucked and don't worry about them. Just be you. And I've been taking that advice and I've been just being me. Yeah, I've been crying in my pillow when I get away from my social media. I wish I had somebody there. I don't know why I can't find somebody. But, you know, coming to you and reading your thoughts every single day gave me comfort and solace that my life sucked in that area, but it was okay. You told me it was okay. Now all of a sudden, it's not okay. Now you've left me behind, right? I guess that's, you know, part of another reason why I do this. I want to tell you how I've evolved because I want to tell you the whole thought process behind it. But the point is that if you're in your tribe, in your circle, and everybody thinks the same way as you, why would you ever address those things that you know you need to address? Why fix what's not broken? Again, nobody's life is perfect, and you hang around people who are, you know, in that same space, right? That's a question that you have to ask yourself. And let me just share, as I made my journey, my transformation, as I started doing whatever it took to round out my life, business, relationships, you know, kind of where I am now, and where I'm even going to take to higher and higher levels. I don't consider myself there. I don't know too many people who think I'm at the zenith of life. It's not going to get any better. I'm just hanging out now for the rest of their life. I don't know how many people think that way. But I had so many years of thinking one way that, you know, even being introduced to new thoughts, I would want to reject them. That's not where my values or priorities were. And it if the way they thought made sense to me, then I would have lived it a long time ago. It wasn't congruent with the life that I was living, but the life that I was living was something I wanted to improve upon, let's say, not change, just say improve upon. So, man, all the self-doubt, it was a very painful place, very painful place, because I wanted to stay true to what made me feel good, that I got rewarded for, and I wanted what was over there. And it took a different, it wasn't necessarily hard. It's just challenging to, I mean, it wasn't hard, difficult as far as the actions. It was difficult because it just took another mindset that I couldn't wrap my head around, or I didn't want to wrap my head around. I was so tempted to just stay in my zone. And I know there are a lot of people in fitness. I see them, they're aging, they're done competing or whatever, and they still get their identity from working out in the gym and pictures of their body, even though, you know, they're 20 years past when they used to compete, right? And if they're happy, hey, continue to be happy. This is for those of you who know you want to add more to it, right? Like I did. But it was so uncomfortable, you know. Ah, you know, you get to a certain point in life where you want it to be all done and over with, right? Hey, I got this. Now I get to ride into the rest of the different stage of my life. But one thing that you're going to realize about life is that it's a continually growing process. You are never there, right? You can always evolve a part of your life. And but that was really challenging. And I'll tell you something. So that may be like the first level of the pain and the resistance, you know, to expanding and growing, because it's so comfortable where you are. It's not that bad. And the people around you are living the same life, and you focus on all the positive, and you just do your best to distance yourself when you feel those negative emotions and soften them. The other part is when you are committed, you are willing to change, you really go through that discomfort and pain, is when you start realizing, oh my God, this wasn't harder. It wasn't more difficult. It just was a different way of thinking. Why was I introduced to this earlier? Why wasn't I thinking this way earlier? my life would have been so much easier, so much happier. And if you're like me, I almost feel stupid. Like, I don't like to think of myself as a stupid guy. It was just one shift in thinking that I could have made that could have made my life so much easier. Now, when you're at that point, then there's this fork in the road, right? It's like, and I've seen it go both ways. I guess I'd have to think if I've seen it go both ways with myself, but I've seen this in other people, right? So there's, again, I'm going to use the analogy that sometimes we think there's a fork in the road. We have these decisions to make, and there's either one or two choices, left or right. Or the truth of the matter, there's like 10 splintered choices that we can make. We only have the perspective of two. That's the only two we see. Again, that's what my coaching is, all life issues. Every single week with my guys, you know, they lock into two, and my job, just step back as their friend, as their coach, is to make them see 10, because, you know, all it takes is a different way of thinking. I've got 10 choices. You pick one. One might be so much easier, so much, make so much more sense. You just didn't even think about it, right? A lot of times you're going to see that there's this obvious choice that you should have taken, right? And you're going to feel so stupid. Like, why didn't I take that, right? I was focused on these two, and there was this one just totally simple, easy, effective solution. What was I thinking? Well, you got a choice at that time. You can do your best. And I've seen this where people just block it out like, oh, well, and they just come out of the top of their ass. They come up with five reasons why that obvious choice isn't the right choice without trying it, without really putting any thought in it, right? And I get that. It's almost like it's the easiest, it's the best solution. But if they were to acknowledge that, they would feel dumb. They'd feel stupid. They'd not feel smart. They'd feel like they're wasting time. So they double down and they find everything to, you know, to not accept that. And it's like, it's interesting because it's so counterintuitive to the big picture. Because the big picture, if there's an easy solution, you want to take it because that means from this day forward, your life is so much better. But at the same time, you have a lot of pride in the decisions and the thought you put into things. And if that decision is so easy, then that means you're going to have to think a little bit less about your mental and emotional flexibility and ability to make decisions. So in the short term, it would be better to discredit that easier solution, because if it was so easy, then there might be something wrong with you. And I've seen that. Now, you'll get to a point, if you're not at this point, you don't care. You know, you got enough pats on the back for your physical body. You got all the great stuff out of it. You realize, I don't care what people say, you want more in life. And you're okay. All right, I can't do anything about the last 30 years of my life or however old you are, right? I can just go forward. I don't mind looking stupid if that's going to make my life better. I don't mind seeing something that was so obvious that I just didn't see it that way. And all I have to do is think differently and my life gets better. I don't care. If my life is going to be better, I want to get out of this pain. I don't care if I look stupid. Just give me the easiest, better solutions. I'm looking forward. Well, that's when you just create, and I want you to get to this point, but I also want you to be prepared, is when life becomes so much easier. Not because it's just more, it's you're just so much stronger, and it's just because it didn't become easier. You just changed your thinking just a little bit on several areas of your life, and it made a massive difference. Like, you could have done this very easily a long time ago if you just had these slight shifts in your way of thinking. That's why, again, I'm such a proponent of coaching, right? Because of that. It's so well worth the investment when you think of all the pain that you're going through and all the, you know, the 10 different options that you're not seeing and all the pain you're putting yourself through because you're not seeing it. Anyway, that's sometimes oh my God, now I feel really stupid. Why I went through all this pain, right? That's not an easy thing. And the more you grow, I'm just telling you, the more I grow, the more I see, the more colors and dimensions of life I get to live, and the love and the connection and business and everything that I didn't have when I was that tremendously successful bodybuilder, fitness personality, right? I kind of feel dumb, and it doesn't stop. It isn't like, oh, okay, this is the way you do it, and I'm going to feel dumb for a week because I've made all these distinctions. Life's so much better and easier, right? No, it keeps on every single day. Every week you make all these connections, all this insight, and life gets easier and easier and better in ways that you never thought before. It's like your enlightenment of being able to contrast the way that you think now versus before that makes your life so much better. It doesn't stop. The hits don't stop coming, right? And so you're constantly challenged. Oh my God, why didn't I think this way before? But I'll just tell you something. That's a good place to be. That's a good place to be. No matter, it's like, do you want to just stay certain in this place you are, even though it's causing you pain? Or do you want to live the life that you want and say, oh, could have lived this earlier, right? But again, that's going to take a lot of enlightenment. It's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of perspective to get to that place. But I want to prepare that for you for that as you make your journey, your evolution, your maturation, your man formation, whatever you want to call it, that you're going to be forced with decisions. Are you going to double down and continue to think the way that you've always thought, even though it's not getting the life that you want because you feel more comfortable, you don't feel so stupid that you could have just taken this easy option? Or are you going to say, oh, well, nothing I can do about that, and live with that little sting knowing your life is going to be so much better? All right, guys. Hey, thanks for joining me for this More Than Just Muscles podcast. Send me your comments at skip@skiplacour.com. Follow me on all my social media outlets. Facebook.com/SkipLacour page. Facebook.com/SkipLacour page. On Instagram, I'm Skip LaCour. On Twitter, I'm Skip LaCour. On Pinterest, I'm Pinterest.com/SkipLacour. On Periscope, I'm at Skip LaCour. I do that from time to time. All right, let's connect. Let's keep this conversation going. Maybe you want to tell me what you think about getting guests to tell us all about their experience, if that's possible. About maybe give me some suggestions on how I can make this show better, how we can interact, right? How we can make it more interesting. I want to do that soon because, pretty soon I want to talk about real life interesting stories, right? Besides, my own, which I hope you find it interesting, right? Definitely. If you're listening to this podcast, then you're learning something from it. Let's make it more fun at the same time. And I want your suggestions to do that. So send me that email at skip@skiplacour.com. All right, guys, have a great day.
You're listening to Skip LaCour's More Than Just Muscles podcast. This More Than Just Muscles podcast is brought to you by Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, the highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplements and sports nutrition products on the market. Supreme. Clean. Mass Machine Nutrition. Check out the entire line at www.massmachinenutrition.com. Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition is also available at the world's number one online supplement store, bodybuilding.com.